USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian moving close to North Carolina now. It could actually make landfall somewhere along the North Carolina coast soon, but it's also weakened. Here's National Hurricane Specialist Stacy Stewart.
Dorian has weakened this morning, likely due to drawing in some dry air on the east side of the storm. That's weakened the thunderstorm activity in the eastern eye wall. And we have radar and reconnaissance data that suggests the system has weakened. Maximum sustained winds now 90 miles per hour. Still a significant high-end Category 1 hurricane. Still capable of lots of damage, trees, power lines. And
at least 30 people dead and about 200 reported missing in the Bahamas because of that storm. The U.S. House Judiciary Panel will be in El Paso today for a hearing on domestic terrorism. That's to focus on the relationship between anti-immigrant rhetoric and that domestic terrorism risk. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration is unveiling a plan to limit the federal government's role in the housing finance system. The plan released Thursday would start removing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac from government conservatorship, which has been their status since a 2008 government bailout. The two agencies back more than half of the nation's home mortgages. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is issuing 8 executive orders in response to recent mass shootings, including some in his state. Abbott says they will enhance reporting requirements. He calls them a starting point for discussions on how to prevent such violence. Rap artist Nicki Minaj is retiring. The Queen-born rapper making the surprise announcement on Twitter yesterday, writing she's decided to retire to start a family, asking her fans to keep repping her. Minaj, whose real name is Onika Tanya Merj, has been in the music business for over a decade. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. is looking forward to negotiating a new trade deal with Great Britain after Brexit is resolved. Hosting Pence in London, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it would be fantastic to strengthen economic ties with the U.S. Johnson, though, is having serious problems holding on to his authority as he's been trying to push Brexit through a deeply divided parliament. President Trump is blaming the media for a brouhaha over an altered weather map. The president tweeting again yesterday that, quote, Alabama was going to be hit or grazed by Hurricane Dorian, but it took a different path, adding, fake news knows this very well. The president made headlines this past weekend for tweeting that Alabama could get hit by Dorian, even though the National Weather Service said it was not in line to get struck by the storm at all. Former Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe has died. He led that African nation from 1980 to 2017, first as prime minister, later as president. He was ousted from power in a military coup in November of 2017. Robert Mugabe was 95. And the NFL's 100th season kicked off last night with a big rivalry as the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears played in Chicago. It was a defensive battle with a lot of sloppy offense. In the end, the Packers beat the Bears by a score of 10-3. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.